know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland Martin talks with Eric Benet and Maya Angelou. Roland Martin from Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Tom, this wild story out of Detroit. A 54-year-old man accidentally hits a girl, and he gets out of his car to help her. A mob of people attacks the man, beats him. He's in a coma, and it has led to an outpouring of support for him in Detroit. They raised more than $83,000. We go to Rochelle Riley of the Detroit Free Press. And, Rochelle, obviously there are racial undertones here because the man, Steve Utash, 54 years old, he's white. The folks who beat him up and who robbed him are African-American. This has really ticked a lot of people off in Detroit.
You know, if it takes something to unite somebody, it's a shame it had to be something like this. This was a really brutal instance. This man, he's a tree trimmer and has been driving the same stretch of road for almost 17 years, going back and forth to work. And as he was driving Wednesday afternoon, this little boy stepped right off the curb right into his truck. And he's a father and a grandfather, he immediately stopped, got out to see if he could help. Before he could even get to him, this gang of people just seized on him and beat him brutally. This nurse stepped in and made them stop and stayed with him until the police got there. But she said he had the biggest gash in his head that she'd ever seen, and she tried to keep him calm. And they have him in a medically induced coma because they want to reduce the swelling in his head. But people across this city of all colors have been so angered by this. First of all, it's just unnecessary no matter what was going on. It's obvious that it wasn't, that somebody thought it was a hit and run. We have a lot of hit and runs in Detroit where people don't stop. A lot of them don't have insurance. They don't want to be bothered. No matter what it is, you know, they don't stop. But in this instance, people have come together, whether it's churches, ministers, the fund that the family set up to help pay his medical bills because they needed help has raised more than $100,000 in just a few days. And the little boy is going to be fine. He didn't suffer any major injuries. It's always serious to get hit, but, you know, he's going to be fine. But this gentleman is still in critical condition.
Were these young folks? Were they adults?
They've arrested the first two, and, of course, they're teenagers, 16 and 17, you know, Pookie and Bebe, not being where they're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But they are still looking for the other ones. It was anywhere between six to a dozen people who set upon him like that, and they're looking for the rest of him. And thanks to community tips, that's how they got the first two, and they're looking for the rest.
So, ma'am, there are people of all colors in Detroit?
Can you believe it? See, people don't understand when you say it's simple math that Detroit is 87% black. That means there's another 13% out there.
Oh, okay. I was just checking on that part of stat. Oh.
And, Rochelle, one of the things that really jumps out, churches and others have stepped up, because what they also recognize is that because the story has become national, some pastors say, look, it plays right into perceptions and stereotypes of people.
Well, you know, not just the pastors, but as Detroit tries to climb out of this horrible bankruptcy and they're trying to get businesses to move in and people to move in and increase services, you know, the city is turning the lights on. And then you've got this kind of stuff going on. It doesn't matter what they do. If people don't feel safe or people don't think they can keep their children safe, they're not going to move to Detroit and they're not going to stay in Detroit. So the new mayor, who was working very hard to get people to understand that there really are two Detroits, and everybody in Detroit is not crazy for being in Detroit, because there is a Detroit that is a working city, you know, with working neighborhoods and a normalcy that doesn't, you know,
How's the police response time now?
You know, it still depends on where you are. It's better. We've got a new police chief, and Chief Craig is being hailed as a game changer. You know, he's making sure that people understand that he's on the job. He has been doing massive raids, arresting dozens of people in some of these neighborhoods where they haven't seen the police. So it's better.
Because of the bankruptcy, the police response time was like over an hour at one time, right?
Like I said, depending on where you were, I was involved in a car accident, and I called my editor and said, "Okay, I'm on the line between Grosse Pointe and Detroit, and I just had an accident." He said, "Which side of the line?"
Mm.
I said, I'm in Detroit. He said, go home. Do not wait. The police called me 2 days later to see what I wanted.
Oh, man.
You know, on the other side, Rochelle, there's a story about a black man who was beaten to death in Detroit. Outside of a gas station, the one I came across over the weekend,
yeah.
And he did not survive. Is this becoming something, I don't want to call it an epidemic, and certainly it happens in every other city, but it seems like these stories are popping up in Detroit especially.
Well, we have the same crime as everybody else, but mm-hmm. you know those really bad situations that you hear about only once or twice in some other city? We're having more of those. You know, we've had instances where people have beaten up veterans, beaten up elderly mm-hmm. men, you know. The guy stops to get gas, and he's 67 years old, and he's set upon by four or five guys who just beat him up and rob him. That kind of stuff is crazy.
You know what? We talk about a young black man who get involved in the legal system. There are some people who are not afraid, who simply do some absolutely stupid stuff, who have to pay the consequences for their actions. And this here made absolutely no sense whatsoever in this particular case. So hopefully they will arrest all the folks who were involved, because their actions certainly are shameful. Rochelle Riley, Detroit Free Press, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by TV One.